This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Thanks for joining us again here on Thriving Entrepreneur. Are you having a great day? I hope you are. And if you aren't, I hope that this is the beginning of the change today that helps you have a great day for the rest of today. Today, we want to talk about something that is so important in our business. We need to stay focused, but we don't just need to stay focused generically. We need to stay focused on our purpose and on our passion. What are you passionate about? What is the purpose of your business? Why did you start it in the first place? And where are you going? Those are the kind of things that we need to stay focused on all the time. There may be some methodologies that change. Trends may come and go. Different things that we may try that really work, and even some things that don't. But in the end, we have to stay focused on our purpose and our passion if we're really truly going to succeed in our business and really live our lives as thriving entrepreneurs. And of course, you know that's what I hope for each and every one of you every time you listen to the show. So today we want to talk to you about staying focused on your purpose and your passion. And to help me with this, I am joined by the author of his new book, Led to Gold, a wonderful coach and business person who's going to help us talk today about staying focused on our purpose and passion. His name is Steve Rogers. I'm looking forward to having him talk to us about his company, The Alchemy Advisors, and how they can help each of us in our business to stay focused on our purpose and our passion. So join me in welcoming Steve Rogers.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Yeah, it's great to have you here with us. So I'm just getting to know you myself, and for both me and the listeners, tell us a little bit about who you are and what's got you to this place in your life so far.
Yeah, thank you. I'm an entrepreneur at heart, although I was in corporate America for 25 years, but I've been an entrepreneur for the last five. But I also, when people say, well, who are you? At the core of who I am, I always love to use the phrase that Wayne Dyer coined, which was, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. So every day of my life, as I'm working through business and creating businesses and working with people, I realize at the end of the day, that's really what I am and who I am. But I'm also a husband and a grandfather and a father and a business owner. And what I currently do right now is I run a company called Alchemy Advisors, which is a coaching, consulting, and workshop company helping small entrepreneurs build and grow businesses with purpose. So people that are trying to drive profit, not only in the bottom line pocketbook, but also profit in other areas of their life with mental, physical, and emotional, and spiritual connection. And I've also become an author this last year. So I've written a book called Led to Gold, and that's being published on Amazon here in the next couple of weeks. And prior to that, I was a CEO for a very large real estate company in Southern California and had been in the real estate space for about 25 years as a traditional residential real estate brokerage company for a company called Prudential. So people probably heard of that company. So I've done a lot of different things on my career path.
So, if you only get a chance to be able to talk to a person about one thing, what is the number one thing that you want to make sure that you leave in the world?
I want to make sure that I've not left anything undone that I was possibly able to do in my life up until I passed. So what that means to me is I'm a very try thing kind of guy, meaning I'm pushing myself constantly to evolve myself. One of the taglines of my company is transition, transform, and evolve. And what that means to me is I need to do that myself daily. And I'm also trying to inspire others to make sure they're transitioning and evolving to their highest good. So I like to try a lot of things in life. When I leave this planet, I want to make sure to say, well, Steve lived to the fullest. He tried as much as he could. He explored. He pushed himself. He lived life out loud. And so that's what I'm trying to accomplish, whether that's whitewater rafting, whether that's writing a book, whether that's starting a company, whether that's being the best grandfather that I can be, whether that's recently joining and taking Kung Fu classes, whatever it might be, I'm really trying to push myself to evolve and really experience life at the deepest core level that I can and enjoying all that's out there to live.
So what does it mean to you to stay focused, especially with regard to your purpose and your passion?
That means that I'm on a daily basis on living in the present moment. And we've heard a lot about that in recent years. And, you know, that really goes back to the beginning of time. Anytime you've looked at any of the writings, whether it's from the Bible or Bhagavad Gita or any of the, you know, big spiritual religious books out there, and whether it's in prayer or meditation, I mean, the act of being present and being present to the universe or being present to God or being present to what is has been around since the beginning of time. But as the world's gotten faster paced with technology and status and jobs and careers and making money and all of those things, we all get caught up in this hustle bustle, and sometimes we lose track of really being present. So myself included, and many executives I've met along the years, sometimes you get so caught up in that rat race is you're on the wheel and you realize you're working so hard, and then you look around and you believe you've reached this pinnacle of success, and you go, God, is this all there is? Is this all that this really is? And this, you know, there's got to be more than this when you get to certain pinnacles. So years ago, I started getting really fascinated with the art of being present in the present moment. And the way I do that is by having a daily ritual. I make sure that every morning I work out. I make sure that I do every morning a form of prayer and meditation. I make sure that I'm tuned in to my body and my being. I have a little daily scorecard that I do for myself to make sure every day I'm kind of rating myself on a really simple scale of my body, my being, my business, and my bonds, and I have a little scorecard for that. And throughout the day, then I'm conscious of when I'm in conversations with people or when I'm in a meeting or when I'm reading a book or when I'm walking on the beach with the dog, I make sure that I'm really focused on being where my feet are and being where my heart is at the same time. And so to me, that's what that means of being living fully each day in the present moment.
I like that a lot. Present in the present moment. I think that's a wow. That could be your next book.
Yeah, and it's a lot of the theme of what I've done a lot of research on that from people, whether it's authors, writers, speakers, or spiritual leaders. One of the church that I attend talks a lot about meditation and being present as well, and learning to be present through meditation. And even the Oprah Winfrey Channel, who does a lot with spiritual stuff right now and stuff, talks a lot about getting present. And I just love that phrase, being present in the present moment. And it just sums it up so well. And I think life is always a challenge. I mean, I don't care, if you are, a celebrity, if you are a businessman, a teacher, a nurse, the president of the United States, we all have pros and cons in our life. And we all have challenges and we all have tragedies and we all have joys. And all of those have things that are deep meaning, and we're supposed to experience all those things, just like many places in the country have spring, summer, winter, and fall. The seasons of life are there. But if you can be present in the present moment of all of those things, regardless of how painful or how joyful they might be, that's really what I believe our higher purpose is as human and spiritual beings, is to really be in those moments. And we like to shy away from the painful ones. We like to shy away from where things are tragic or painful or harsh or ugly as we see them. But I find sometimes when I stay present in those things and I just feel the pain and I feel the harshness of life, because sometimes life can be very harsh, I find that gives me deeper meaning and a higher sense of feeling alive when I do have my spaces of joy and my spaces of happiness. So I'm really getting myself into really getting deeply into those things that many times we try and avoid through addiction, things we get addicted to, whether it's, too much food, too much alcohol, too much movie, too much TV, that we all do as human beings because we want to escape something. And I'm really, really trying to be more aware of that and on a daily basis in my life. And it's working in a way that it's keeping me more clear, more crisp, and I'm feeling more alive all the time in doing that practice.
So what started that for you? How did you become aware of the fact that you needed to become aware of this?
A couple things happened over the last, say, 10 or 12 years, and specifically over the last year or two. But I had great success. I was climbing the ladder of corporate America at Prudential Real Estate. I started as a real estate manager when we had around 300 real estate agents in 1994. That company grew to around 5,000 salespeople in Southern California. And I got on a mission to become climbing the food chain kind of guy. And I went from being a manager to a regional manager to a president, and I ultimately became the CEO of that company. That company got bought by Warren Buffett in 2001, so I worked under a Warren Buffett Berkshire Hathaway Enterprise operation for about 7 years. Got very involved in corporate structures and politics. It was a great ego boost, and I enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed the money. But I also realized that I was starting to lose part of myself because I was so focused on working and so focused on the status of having a career and having a position that I let my health go and I let my spiritual practice go. I got very unhealthy and I got very out of whack in my life, even on the outside surface, you know, from having houses and boats and, you know, various things that looked like things were going wonderful. And at the time, I thought they were until they weren't. You know, one day I woke up and I realized I had a bleeding ulcer, and I realized that I had created a massive health issue. I was very, very overweight. I realized I had gotten too involved in that alcohol had become too big of a part of my life and was controlling me. And so I made a decision to quit drinking 12 years ago. I quit drinking alcohol. I became aware that that had become a problem in my life. I started getting more focused on getting into health and fitness and becoming more aware of meditation. And so I got on that trail. So probably getting to a point that I didn't realize pain was building up in my life because I was ignoring my inner calling of my spiritual connection and being of honor to my body. That I realized I was creating an unhealthy, unbalanced lifestyle. So it got me, I had a wake-up call. I kind of had a few bricks upside the head. I ended up in the hospital unexpectedly with a bleeding ulcer and almost died because of a bleeding blood issue. That was a real wake-up call. And so that was one brick that went, okay, God's saying, okay, brick upside the head. So that got me on a path. And then I just got deeper into studying spirituality and studying meditation. And I realized the more and more I did that, I really felt more deep, peacefully tuned in. And then 5 years ago, I went out and started my own entrepreneurial residential real estate company and broke away from corporate America. And in doing that, I realized I had to be in better shape and I had to be in better clarity. So I made sure that I didn't go down the same path of losing myself like I did prior. But it was a very hard thing to do in a real estate market that was one of the worst real estate markets in the country. So in 2009, when I started my company, it was a brutal real estate time. So I had to really dwell on my faith, on my spirituality, on my belief in myself, and on the universe conspiring towards my success. And when I started doing that, great things started happening. So those are some of the things that led to it. And then, you know, I'll pause here so you can jump in because I've been talking for a while. And then about a year and a half ago, I had another wake-up call where my wife had her own health issues and an unexpected routine surgery turned into a fluke tragedy, and she ended up almost died. She was in the hospital, had a tragic situation, almost died, almost lost her. And that was another wake-up call, again, of being present in the present moment, even when life is not so fun. And so those are some of the monumental things that have led to me being on this path, and it's like I said, it served me well through the good times and the not so good times.
Living in the present is so important. Being present in this present moment, being really truly fully engaged where we are, is one of the greatest skills that any person can have, especially when we're talking in business. There's nothing worse than when you're, you know, in a phone call with somebody and you can tell that they're distracted. Even more so if you are talking to a potential client or servicing an existing client, they need to know that you care about them, that they're important to you. And in order to do that, we need to be fully present right here in this present moment. We're going to talk more about that after this commercial break. We'll be right back here with you on Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with my guest, Steve Rogers, and we are talking today about staying focused to your purpose and your passion, especially as it regards in your business. There's a lot of things that we can do to really help us succeed in our lives and in our business, but being fully present in this moment may be the biggest key to success. And we really appreciated Steve really pointing that out to us in the last segment. So now we want to go a little bit deeper with it. We're going to have Steve talk to us a little bit more about some of the things that he's discovered to help us stay focused to your purpose and your passion. So let's dive deep into this. We want to stay focused on our purpose and our passion. How do we get there? How do we even start out? I mean, it's really hard to focus on something if you don't know where you should be focusing to begin with. So I know you've heard it a million times. I've heard it a whole bunch of times too. How does a person know what their purpose and their passion is?
Yeah, that's a great question. And sometimes people don't. Sometimes people are lucky enough that at a young age, they always sang, or they always danced, or they were always an artist, or they were always great with numbers, and they just knew they had this natural ability, and they have a very obvious passion. And I think that's a lot of times when you see the Einsteins of the world, or you see the Pavarottis of the world, or you see the phenomenal performers that seem like they have a natural passion. But many of us don't have that so obvious of a thing. But I do believe that we all have gifts. I don't believe that there's any human being that's not put on this planet that doesn't have an amazing gift and multiple gifts. But I do believe that there is one that is more dominant than others that can fuel up your empty fuel tank when your fuel tank of life is empty. And sometimes it's not obvious. And the reason it's not obvious is because I believe it's in there, but I think over the time would we get reconditioned. I mean, sometimes when people get put into certain families and they're born and they go through a path, sometimes our parents have all good intentions, but they're sometimes not the most encouraging of bringing out our talents or gifts. And you have kids in schools that are bullies. You have people that don't believe in your dream. And I think sometimes as the world gets harsher as we grow, and then we do what we think we're supposed to do. We think we're supposed to go to school. We think we're supposed to get a job. We think we're supposed to then climb the ladder. We think we're supposed to then make money. And we're sometimes focused on making other people happy about what other people want. I think sometimes our passions do get diminished, and they get kind of the light kind of gets squelched out. And I think the way you can kind of try and bring that out is by journaling, by writing, and by clearly being accountable to yourself and your life. Sometimes people, you know, it's been said before, but sometimes people spend more time planning their family vacations than they do planning their life and planning their life purpose. So anybody that's in business out there that's listening, that's been in business planning for corporate companies or for your own company, we understand what it is to put together a family budget or a company budget or make expenses. But sometimes we don't do that for our life. So I'm a big believer of creating a life plan. I do that every year with my wife. We do a husband and wife plan on business, financial, career, spirituality, health and fitness, community. And she writes down all her goals and her missions and her dreams. I write down all mine. We share them. We put them up on white flip charts all throughout the room. We'll go out either to a hotel or we'll stay at our home. And then we put common goals together as a couple. And a lot of times by going through that exercise, it starts bringing out what it is you really find of importance. And if it's not as obvious, then I tell people, okay, well, that's fine. If it's not, you know, aha, I've had this aha moment, then just start finding out and writing down and journaling about what you're curious about. What might you be curious about? Is it photography? Is it learning how to become a better speaker? Is it being involved in children's school activities? Is it being a minister? Whatever it might be, what might you be curious about, even if you don't call it your passion? And then I tell people to at least start where you're curious and go do something that takes the first two or three steps towards that thing. And if you start pursuing that thing, a lot of times that becomes a drip, drip, drip thing that leads to a flood that sometimes will open up floods of passion that you didn't realize you had for that or something else.
Mm-hmm. So when we're looking at our life, we find a little spark that, you know, maybe we need to explore more. How do we really focus on focusing?
For me, the way I do that is I do it in two ways. One, I do it through meditation, and two, I do it through accountability. So meditation is, for me, I sit in silence, and there's all kinds of different techniques to do meditation, and I've listened to all kinds of guided meditation programs. I've got downloaded stuff from the internet. I've gotten CDs. I've done my own form of it. I've read about meditation. But for me, that's about a 15 or 20 minute segment in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, where I sit and I just meditate. And I put my breath and my thought at my temple of my head. And I just keep focused on that. And I keep blocking out thoughts. And I do a breathing exercise that I've incorporated. And people say, well, what's the difference between meditation and praying? Well, to me, praying is where you're asking something of the universe. You're praying, you're speaking outwardly, you know, either quietly or out loud, and you're speaking about what it is you need, what you want, what you're feeling, etc. And to me, meditation is the opposite of that. It's where you're listening to the universe. You're just in stillness. You're trying to put your thoughts down to a minimum, which is difficult, but the more and more you condition that, just like when you work out and you run or you exercise, your body starts getting stronger. Well, I find if I can keep bringing my mind back to the present moment by either doing, you know, certain affirmations or certain little things that I do when I do my meditation, it gets my mind still. And in that stillness, all of a sudden I start hearing things, whether it's intuitiveness, whether it's a thought that I have after I meditate, whether it's an intuition that I have, or it's a book that I run across that day, or it's someone who calls me out of the blue. So one way that I do it is by making sure three times a day I'm staying in stillness. And then the accountability piece is where on a daily basis, I'm keeping my life and I'm scoring my life on a very simple 1 point for each category of my body, my being, my business, and my bonds. And I get a half a point for each of those categories for a total of 1 point. I'm trying to get 4 points in a day. I'm trying to get 28 points in the week. And if I'm doing those things where I'm meditating and I'm staying in the 4-point quadrant, I find that I'm on more purpose. I find that I'm staying in more clarity. I find that I'm course correcting in my life more consistently. It's not unlike when a plane leaves from San Diego, where I live, and goes to New York. When they put it on autopilot, the plane is off course 98% of the time, but the autopilot keeps correcting it. The auto computer keeps correcting it. And I think in our lives, we have to autopilot and course correct on a daily basis. Otherwise, a week or a month is too long. So those are some ways that I stay trying to stay in the zone of my daily and weekly practice of what my purpose is, what my mission is, and what my stillness is of being present in the present moment.
So you talk about scoring yourself in your body, being, business, and bond. How do you score yourself? Is it just simply I did something in each of these categories, or how does that work?
Yeah, so it's a simple little tally sheet that I have, and the body, I give a half a point if I worked out that day and did the exercises that I had planned. So whether that's running, going to do yoga, running on the beach with the dog, doing a workout with my trainer, so I get a half a point for that. And then if I eat my healthy food plan in the day that I've customized for myself, and for me that means pretty radical, but a year ago I became a vegan. And if someone would have told me 2 years ago I'd become a vegan, I would have said, yeah, you're nuts. I don't even know exactly what a vegan is. But I, for many reasons, thought I would give it a shot earlier in this year. And so I don't eat any meat. I eat no dairy. I eat no white flour. I eat no caffeine. I eat no eggs. And I'm pretty much a vegetarian vegan. And so for me, that's my plan. So if I eat clean vegan every day, I get a half a point for that. So in my body, I can get 1 point. For my being, that's where I have to do my daily meditation or my daily prayer in the morning, and then 3 times a day. And then I have to have, for my being, I have to have some type of nurturing for my soul. And what that means to me is meeting something of spiritual nature, watching a spiritual documentary, having something that's connected to a spiritual learning experience. So if I do two of those things, that's a half a point, a half a point, I get 1 point for my being. For my business, I have to have it so that I'm working on my business and in my business. So on a daily basis, I'm working in my business by coaching, going on consulting appointments, writing my book, doing stuff that I have to do on that day, which is kind of the grind of doing a business. And then by working on my business, that's where I have to do something that's proactive in creating something for my future, for my business, a new idea, a new project, a new marketing campaign, a new joint venture. So I have to do something that for the future is going to be of value to my business. If I do both of those things, that's a half point, half point. And then for my bonds, that's really the relationships of life. That's for your family and then the outer community. So on a daily basis, I get a half a point. And if I'm doing some type of expression or gratitude or love to my wife or my family, and I have to do something, whether it's a special phone call, a special text, a gift, a luncheon, or something that I'm doing that's working on something within my family. And then the other one is something outside of my family. I sent a special card or a note to a friend. I went out and did a community event that day and did something of charity. And if I do something of that nature each day, no matter how little or how big, I get a half a point for each of those. So that's a 4 point. I can get a half a point for each of those categories. So 4 categories, and that adds up to just 4 points. One point for body, 1 point for being, 1 point for bonds, 1 point for business. And then I, on a weekly basis, my goal is to try and get to 28, because there's 7 days in a week times four. And I'm usually between a 25 and a 27. Where I'm falling down throughout the week, I realize that it's usually working on my business because I'm not always getting the time to focus like I want. Sometimes it might be that I didn't get my body workout done in 1 day of the week, and so I missed a half a point. It kind of keeps me on track, and then I realize I'm continually course correcting. So that's the simple system in which I use.
I think that's a great system, Steve. And I really think that it's important whether somebody adopts the point system that you're talking about in body, being, business, and bond, or whether they have their own system. What we track is what will grow. And the things that we just hope get together, we think about, but we never write down, those kind of things really never come to the fullness of what they could be. There was a research study that actually said that people who write down their goals, who not just have them, but that actually write down their goals, are 10 times more successful. They actually did it from a graduating class from Harvard, and like 64% of the kids had goals of some sort. 10% of those had those goals written down, and they found that 10 years later, that 10% of the people who had their goals written down were 10 times more successful, 10 times more successful just from having goals and having them written down. So I encourage each of you to have a plan and a way that you track the things that are important to you and keep yourself on task. You know, it's not about critiquing yourself or grading yourself, but just simply having a method to help yourself learn and grow. We'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. I'm here with Steve Rogers, and we're talking today about staying focused to your purpose and your passion. Steve's given us some really great insights in ways that we can stay focused. Number one, and I loved this, was being present in the present moment, living in the present, don't allowing ourselves to live in reverse, to live looking at things that happened in the past, but really truly being engaged and present in what we're doing. And then the second one had to do with, really giving ourselves a way of measuring how we're doing. Are we growing? Are we exceeding and learning in the areas that we want to excel in, or are we just kind of taking it day by day, happenstance by happenstance, and hoping that something's going to happen from that? And we know that what you focus on grows. So therefore, if you take the time to write down what you're doing, it's going to help you be able to do better, be better, and go further. I'm really looking forward to continuing on this conversation. So let's jump right back into it, Steve.
So let's look at it the other way. You know, we're talking about staying focused. What are the things that pull us away from our focus?
I think it's the shiny, glittery things that we see in life that we think are going to make us happy. You know, we are bombarded with so many things. You know, you look at, if you're watching your computer, sometimes there's a streaming thing across the bottom of it. If you watch TV and you sometimes have the streaming thing across the bottom of CNN, you've got text alerts. You have emails that you're getting blasted with. You have people that are trying to text you messages. So the world is constantly trying to get our attention, trying to sell us something, trying to tell us that there's the magic pill, trying to, you know, and we constantly are being bombarded. And a lot of times, if we're not focused on what our core mission and our core values are, and we then try and say no to things, I think, you know, I'm a big believer of having a core mission statement and core values for your life personally. So you think about companies, you know, whether it's Nike or Nordstrom's or Apple, you know, all of these companies have some type of mission statement and they have some type of core value. So if you looked on their site or if you watch their commercials, they have these things. I believe that we as people should have our own mission statement. What's our life mission statement? And what are our core values that we say are important to us? You know, is it, you know, one of my missions is I serve God by serving others. And then some of my core values are family, our self-growth, our evolution. So I have some core values that I have. So when I'm trying to focus my daily schedule, when I make a calendar schedule for the month, for the week, and then I'm reviewing it for the day, I ask myself, are these things that I'm committing and exchanging my time for, are they adding to my life mission and my core values? And if they're not, then I really need to find a way to say, if I have the strength in with me to say the power of no. And you know, my wife says all the time, no is a full sentence. And she's gotten really good at saying, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to go to that meeting. No, I'm not going to go to that event. No, I'm not going to have, you know, and she knows what she's going to say yes to. But I think the power of no in our lives, of what we're not going to spend time with that doesn't serve us at our higher level, I think helps us stay on track with some of the things you're asking me about. So I, you know, and staying focused on your purpose, staying focused on your mission, and then having a feeling like you've had a valuable day or week and exchanging your time for what it is you say you want to do in your life.
I like that phrase, the power of no. You know, it's so easy for us to say yes, and yet it's so easy to get to the place where you've said yes to so many things that no one human being could ever possibly do all the things you've agreed to do.
Absolutely correct. Well, and then we have resentments that build up. I think, you know, as human beings, you know, we typically are people pleasers, many of us. Not everyone, but many of us are people pleasers. And especially if you're of any spiritual nature or self-help nature or of a giving nature, and many people that are drawn to the self-help movement or to spirituality or to improving themselves are people that want to make a difference in the world. So we want to please people. So we want to say, yes, I'll help you with that project. Yes, I can help you do that. Yes, I'll help be part of that fundraiser. Yes, I'll help bring your, you know, do this for you. But what happens is in that moment we say yes, but we realize what we're committing to and the time commitment that that has. And then we all, by nature as human beings, are procrastinators. And so some of us are worse than others and have different levels of depending on the project. So then we put it off until the last minute. And then resentment starts building up because we realize, oh, God, I should have never committed to this in the first place. Now I have to do it. And then we have resentment that builds. We have resentment that you're going to have to now trade time for it and take away from your family of something that you didn't really want to do in the first place. You wish you would have just said no, but you didn't want to hurt the person's feeling. And so when resentments build up, then I find that that's when we start even having more angst in our life. That's when we want to escape even more, and that's where we're even more prone to overwatching TV or overeating or overdrinking, because then we want to just say, well, God, I feel now so bad about it and I'm resenting it, that we want to then nourish ourselves. So it becomes a vicious cycle. So I'm a big believer in the power of no, and I work on that daily with myself when I'm working with clients, you know, because sometimes I have to draw the reins and boundaries even with my own clients that I want to serve them and help them, but I realize, no, that's not part of what we're doing right now. No, I can't make that commitment. Thanks for asking. no, I'm not able to take that and work on that project for you. You can do the homework and I'll approve it kind of thing. So the power of no is very strong and then frees up the time for what you really should be working on that you say is important to you, that really does have meaning, that you won't resent.
And it's really important that you do that, because if you're just busy being busy, then you miss out on the opportunity to really truly be able to serve. And so, you know, rather than conning ourselves into believing that by saying yes to everything we're serving the world, we're actually robbing the world of what we're really actually there to serve them for in the first place.
Yeah, that's a great point. I agree with that.
I think it was really important what you said originally about the fact of having your own life mission statement and core values, you know, having a life plan. You know, it doesn't have to be a 30-page business plan, but even just a one-page business plan that really gives you the opportunity to know where you are and what you're focusing on.
Yeah, absolutely. I taught that for years back in the real estate company when I was training, you know, hundreds or thousands of real estate agents. We had them do business plans every year about how many homes they wanted to sell, what kind of commissions they wanted to make, what kind of clients they wanted to track, what their marketing budgets were, all of those things that are in a business plan. But I made a commitment to myself as I got on my own personal quest of self-development and digging deeper and started following people like Brian Tracy or Wayne Dyer or various people that had different systems and processes in place to help you better your life or your overall mission. And so I started incorporating teaching back 10, 15 years ago on an annual basis, a life plan and a business plan. And so I started having people start asking themselves, you know, why are you doing this? I know you say you want to make $100,000, you want to make $200,000, you want to make $1 million, or you want to sell 50 houses and you want to be the number one agent here or there, but why? Let's get to the why of what you want. Why you want to do that. What will happen when you achieve those things? What will be the feeling you're trying to achieve? What will be the result you're trying to give? And then what will you do with that once you have it? So that then led to having then different forms and different things that I created or borrowed from others that then started getting into life plans where you kind of, just like I have how I swore myself on a daily basis, there's some really cool tools out there, whether it's the Wheel of Life, where you can have this little wheel and it has all kinds of spokes on it, and then you can rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 in different areas of your life on the wheel, with spirituality, health and fitness, community involvement, relationships, different categories of social commitment, and then you rate yourself on these various areas. And then you create a plan around that where you say, okay, what is it I want to do to improve that? So then you write your goals and missions about how do you have a deeper relationship with your wife or husband? How do you have a healing of your relationship with your children? How do you get involved more in your place of spiritual worship where you go, you know, what steps can you do? And then by when? So anything with goals, you know, I'm not the one that came up with this, but the word SMART, where you have SMART goals, which have to be specific, they have to be measurable, they have to be attainable, they have to be relevant, and they have to have timelines around them. So when people start just kind of talking about their life, I make sure to say, well, let's break those down. You know, if you say you want to be happy and fulfilled and you want to have a loving marriage, well, how do we make that specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely, that you have timelines around it? And then I help people in my old world, and now I do this very much in my consulting coaching practice, break that down, where we actually write that on paper. We write that out over a 1 year, 3 year, 5 year plan. And they start getting really specific about what does that mean then? You know, what do you have to have, you know, what tasks do you have to do to make those things a reality? And it's a very powerful thing to do a life plan and a business plan combined.
I think that's really important. I mean, my good friend Nafisa Shireen talked about in her interview about the fact that in your plan, if what you want to do in life is, for example, if you want to travel all over the world, then you need to make sure that your business doesn't lock you down just being at home, and vice versa. If you're traveling all over the world speaking and what you really want to do is be home, you know, then you need to really look at having a plan for your business that also is a plan for your life. So I really like that.
You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people. If you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Well, Steve, I know there's a lot of people that are listening that would like to take this a little deeper with you and have a deeper conversation, maybe even some coaching with you. What could a person do to work with you?
I'm looking for people that are business-minded and that are entrepreneurial-driven and that also have some type of spiritual curiosity or spiritual practice that they're involved in, regardless of what that is. I like people that are tied to higher meaning, higher purpose, and that are what I call awake, that they're awake beyond of just being, you know, the routine of life. So I like very much, I'm a very much business-minded person, and I like to make money, and I like to make profits, and I like to make customers happy, and I like to create new revenue streams and models, and I like to do that for entrepreneurs. But I also then, in the conversations with them, to keep it exciting and alive and relevant for me, it has to have some of these elements that you and I are talking about. So if there's someone out there that fits that, that wants to build and grow their business and drive more profits, but are trying to have more purpose and meaning and fulfillment in how they're doing that, I like to coach and counsel people and guide them on seeing if I can help be some kind of a guide to enhance part of that journey for them.
And how would they go about contacting you?
Yes, my website is www.thealchemyadvisors.com, thealchemyadvisors.com, and my email address is steve@steverogerstoday.com. And Rogers does have a D in it, so it's R-O-D-G-E-R-S. steve@steverogerstoday.com and thealchemyadvisors.com.
Well, I do hope that a whole bunch of people will, you know, get in contact with you and see what more you could do to help them focus on really being and bringing the best of them to the world. So, Steve, we'd like to end things up being good teachers and giving a person something specific that they could do right now, like today or at the very, very latest of this week, that could help them stay focused and become more focused in their life. What would be the thing you would advise people to do?
I would say it would be to stop. Number one, just stop. Maybe take an hour of your day and give yourself a gift. And in that hour of the day, whether it's today or this weekend, where you really sit and you just reflect and you pull out a notepad and you just ask yourself this question: am I happy? And am I experiencing joy at the level I want in my life? And just write down those two questions and sit with that for a few minutes and find out what the pen or the paper start then revealing to you, and then start writing. And then I would write down why or why not. So am I happy? Am I finding and creating joy in my life on a regular basis? And then the question is to why or why not? And I think in doing that, it really kind of helps us get in a checkup. You know, a lot of times we go in for dental checkups, we go in for doctor checkups, we get our cars checked up, we get our oils changed. But I think just stopping, and if you haven't done this in a while, to sit and reflect with yourself, are you happy? Are you finding joy? And if not, why or why not? Then after you answer those questions, then I would say that leads back into the life and business plan. Then what can you do to change that? So you can change the trajectory of finding the happiness and joy that you deserve and want. Mm-hmm.
I think that's really important, that whole concept of stopping, not moving, really centering yourself. You know, you talked earlier about meditation, and really in the end, meditation more than anything else has to do with shutting off all the noise and really truly listening. And I think that a lot of us suffer from not really taking the time to stop and listen.
I agreed 100%. And anytime that I do that, I find myself that I come down just a notch or two. My energy level of just being in that frenetic kind of energy, my thoughts that are just always randomly in my head flowing, somehow it brings it down a notch and it just slows it down a little bit. It's like when you've been listening to a really fast station on Pandora and you switch it over to smooth jazz. And all of a sudden it just kind of goes into a different zone. You can change the gears of your mind. From first, second, third, fourth gear. And a lot of times we're running in fourth gear or fifth gear. But I would say ramp it down as best you can to one or two gear and then let that absorb for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, Steve, I really appreciate you taking the time today to really pour into people's lives and help them focus on focusing. Thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you, Steve. It's my pleasure. I enjoyed the show. Thank you very much. And keep doing your good work.
Staying focused to your purpose and your passion. We've been talking all episode now about how you can turn lead to gold in your life by having a purpose and living in your passion every day with your life and your business. By living in the present, by being present in the moment, and really being accountable through things like journaling and having a life plan. It keeps us then away from shiny, glittery things. We can live our lives according to our own life mission statement and our own core values. And that helps us to be able to stay focused to our purpose and our passion. And in the end, that is the most important thing that we can do, is always be focused on our purpose. Why are we here? It's for more than just the money that comes from it, or, you know, the particular product that you have. In the end, it's about the purpose. We need to always remind ourselves it was never about us. It's always been about the people that we were put here on this planet to serve. So ask yourself today, am I happy? And if I am, why? And if I'm not, why not? And then take a few minutes out. Sit down with a notebook, or, you know, even do it on your computer, and journal out some of the things that have happened
that you like in your life or that you'd like to change in your life. And that gives you the ability to step by step create a bigger and better purpose for yourself and stay focused on the real reason why you're here. I really appreciate you guys taking the time every week to listen to us. Remember, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Until next time, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.